Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know if you look out the window right now.
It doesn't look like baseball season.
It doesn't look like it's baseball. No, but it's going to change.
We're going to have baseball in Hartford. We talked about it in sports just a few minutes ago, the Hartford Yard Goats. Home opener on May 11th. They'll have 60 home dates. We are pretty confident they'll have fans. We don't know how many. We'll learn that in the next, 6 to 8 weeks. But we want to welcome in Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. First of all, Tim, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
So we're excited, so you must be jumping out of your shoes.
You know, I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, to play baseball, you need a field, you need nine players on each side, you need a ball, you need a bat, you need some gloves, and I'm like, you need a schedule. And this is just one of the many steps that it takes to play baseball. So, yesterday was an exciting day.
Tim, by the way, what did you do since the season was essentially suspended? What did your guys do? What did you do?
So all our players, we have affiliated players, so our players are Colorado Rockies prospects. They all stayed home, and they went into off-season training. At Dunkin' Donuts Park, we just really used the ballpark as a community asset. So we've been... Right. We've hosted blood drives. We've hosted Turkey Tuesday there.
Yep.
And then most recently, the last couple of weeks, we've been using it as a vaccination clinic in partnership with the city of Hartford. So we're doing everything we can in the community to use the ballpark as a great asset because that's what it is. But it's exciting that having some baseball played in downtown Hartford in May is going to be fun to see.
Yeah, I can't wait to experience it for the first time myself, having moved back to Connecticut a year and a half ago and so on. Yeah, I'm excited. The thing, Tim, I'm curious about, you can't tell me with any, certitude how many fans you think could be in the stands, and I won't hold you to it, but I want to know about your instinct about how many might be there, but also how is it going to work? How's ticket pricing going to work? If you want to open up concessions, you have to be able to make money, right? And you don't want to waste food. Like, just explain to the degree you know now how it's all going to work.
Yeah. So with regards to how many fans we're going to be able to have, we're working with Major League Baseball, the state of Connecticut, the city of Hartford, on what that's going to look like. And like I said yesterday, we're going to have that information over the next couple of weeks and then be able to talk about what that means for season ticket holders,
right,
and individual ticket holders and such. But really, when you a ballpark is designed to have people come in and out of it.
Yeah.
So we'll just make modifications to how people are entering, how they're the flow of people from limiting people in elevators to using outdoor stairwells. The nice thing about a ballpark is that it's there's a lot of outdoor space. So, but we'll have social guideline procedures out there. And, we were talking yesterday that as we get closer to, the games, that, fans will probably get an email saying, how do I, go to a Yard Goats game with COVID protocol. So they know, to bring their mask and to enter which gate and all those things, because that's how we get back to normal and being safe.
The other thing, Tim, that I noticed, I drive by quite often, actually, and I love seeing the lights on at night, but oh well. We're going to do fireworks, are you? Going to be able to do that?
Absolutely, that is the plan. You know, we are home whatever our home dates this year is July 4th, and we have to have fireworks on July 4th. But all our upcoming promotions will be released later on as we figure out what that looks like, and then Yard Goats Entertainment Experience is going to probably, be very similar to what it was in 2019. You just might be, enjoying it with a mask on.
What about pricing? How are you going to handle that?
Again, we haven't got there yet. Okay. We always feel that the Yard Goats is a great entertainment value, for everyone in the Hartford region. And, obviously making it that we want to have fans come out again and again and again is very important. So we haven't got to those details yet because this is the first step, but we'll figure all those things out over the next couple weeks.
You know, over the air, Tim, we were reading, maybe last week, all of the some of the COVID requirements that Major League Baseball is asking of their players.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly onerous, and they're asking for really strict protocols. And how much is that gonna, we're talking about they couldn't have guests at the hotel, they could only take their mask off to take a sip, and they couldn't share food. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I'm sure you read through it. I mean, how is it gonna, does that trickle down word by word to you guys, or is there a little more leeway?
I talked to the Colorado Rockies the other day about this, because obviously there's a lot of, when you introduce baseball players into the ballpark, there's a lot of things from charting seats, the player pass list, to how they get in and out of the ballpark. And they are working on the minor league requirements of what that's going to look like this year. But, a lot of changes have already been made. Like, for example, our schedule, we play each opponent 6 days in a row. So we have a Tuesday through Sunday home game and a universal Monday. So they're already making changes to try to limit the amount of travel, the limited amount of times that, the clubhouse is getting changed for visiting clubhouse, and, limited the amount of times that the players are interacting with other players. So they're already started those procedures. I don't know if it'll get to the extent of what Major League Baseball has. But, the part of it is that it's, whatever it takes to get them to be able to play baseball is important.
Well, the other thing is, and it took a long time to get this thing done. There were problems with construction, contractors, so on and so forth. But it did get done, and it's open, and it's a great event for any family. Just go. It's affordable, all that stuff. But the one thing is I've noticed that they're actually starting to do some construction around the ballpark, and that was one of the big selling points, was it was going to bring people into Hartford, and then there were going to be things to do once you got there.
Yeah, absolutely. That the apartment complex that is right in right field.
Yeah.
On the Trumbull Street side, I believe the parking garage is up. And they're every time I drive by, they're working 7 days a week there to get that project going. So it's exciting to see, because if you go back 6 years ago, 7 years ago, that was all parking lots. To be able to see the ballpark, to be able to see this other development, and then they obviously have plans to develop a lot of those parcels around here. So it's very exciting to see, especially in downtown Hartford.
We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats, about their upcoming season. The home game starts on May the 11th. Now, I have it's not a bone to pick, but I have a request, Tim.
Oh, God, here you go.
Okay, you ready?
Ryan,
stand by. You're ready for this.
You can call me out.
No. I mean, I was going through all the gear in the shop. I mean, today I'm head to toe Whalers, right? So I was really excited. I got my Whalers hat, my Whalers sort of hockey jersey hoodie, and I need to gear up on the Yard Goat side of things. And I think you need to add the hockey jersey hooded sweatshirt to the shop. It's not there, and I want one, and I'm willing to pay top dollar for it.
So can you commit now?
I know you have a lot to do, but I think this should be priority number two.
Yeah.
Well, like I said yesterday, I intend to, when we have tickets on sale, I tend to lose my phone so all my friends don't call me saying, how do I get tickets? But
yeah.
I'll work on, I will work on a sweatshirt. The Yard Goat Scare, there's so much good stuff.
I know. Yeah.
We were looking for it.
It's a cult.
2 years ago, when we opened up we opened the 2019 season, I always say, what's new this year? What are we doing? So I can talk about it. And they said, we have a bunch of new hats. And I said, okay, how many do we have? They're like 97. I go, We have 97 new hats. They go, it's actually 102, but the other five haven't come in yet.
I have two on my desk.
So it's constantly, we have some great merchandise, which really is a direct correlation to our fan base. Our fans love the team. They love to support it, and it's great to see.
Well, you know, and the thing is, the Yard Goats, when you first took the name, were going, what the hey? You know, it's a cult thing. I mean, people are wearing it. You may be in San Diego, California, and you may have a Yard Goat stuff. No hoodie, though, yet, so you got to work on that.
Well, they have hooded sweatshirts. No, it's not the hockey jersey one. They got good hooded sweatshirts.
Okay. Ryan, I know exactly. Hey, trust me, because there's limitations on licensing, I know exactly what hoodie that was. And, you know, now that there's been some changes, I will revisit with our merchandise.
Well, Tim, we're very excited for the city of Hartford and for you and for fans. We look forward to talking to you again.
Good luck. And we got to talk about the food, too, because that's a big deal. Beyond belief.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.